Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. Did you know we spend a third of our lives in bed? A third. So why would anyone settle for anything less than the best when it comes to your mattress? That's why I'm excited to tell you about the Avocado Green Mattress. When it comes to mattresses, Avocado is the MVP. Top rated by Consumer Reports 8 years running. That's longer than some NFL careers. They use certified organic materials like latex, wool, and cotton. No nasty chemicals, just pure comfort that keeps you at the perfect temperature all night long. Here's the game-changing play. Right now, you can save up to 10% on these incredible mattresses at avocadomattress.com. Plus, they give you up to a full year to try it out, and they even have easy financing options with Affirm. That's how confident they are that you will love it. Head to avocadomattress.com today and save up to 10% on certified organic mattresses. Dream of better. Look, we've all been there. You're traveling for work, the playoff game is on, but you're blocked from watching. NordVPN is your ultimate defense against online threats and regional blackouts. NordVPN lets you switch your virtual location, so you never miss a moment of action. And with speeds faster than a breakaway run, there's zero buffering, zero lag. But here's the game changer. NordVPN's protection is everywhere you are, using airport Wi-Fi, hotel network. Doesn't matter, they got you covered. Their threat protection feature blocks malware and phishing attempts like a pro defensive back. And talk about value. One account covers up to 10 devices. That's your phone, your laptop, your tablet, your smart TV, and on and on. The whole starting lineup. To get the best discount off your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/Zabecast. That's nordvpn.com/Zabecast. It will also give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. No risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. What are you waiting for? NordVPN, the ultimate defense against online threats and regional sports blackouts. This is the ZabeCast. From the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go. Thursday, March 6, 2025. Thank you for downloading. Just you and me today. And Around the Horn has met its final date. They've announced ESPN, the final date for the iconic, is that the right word? Certainly the well-liked. The spinoff to the parent show, PTI, of competitive debate. The show about competitive banter. Yeah, not debate, but banter. Around the Horn on ESPN will make its final episode on May 23rd, which is going to be coming up pretty quick. Many people are much more nostalgic about this than I would have thought. It seems like, from reading my comments online, that there's a number of people that actually liked Around the Horn even better, believe it or not, than PTI. With Tony Kornheiser and Michael Wilbon. Now, Around the Horn began as a spinoff of PTI in that they had actual grizzled journalists, beat writers, newspaper men, and some women. Jackie McMullen was one of them. On the Around the Horn, just four people debating a curated list of topics of the news of the day. And yeah, the curated list of topics were awfully close to what PTI had done just 30 minutes prior, but they gave a different spin on it. Of course, Around the Horn also initially had Max Kellerman as the host. And as the show took off as the follow-up to PTI, Max Kellerman got a little bit big for his britches, demanded too much money, thought he was the star of the show when he was just an accessory. And ESPN said, you know what? We can do this with somebody else. That's when they looked to stat boy Tony Reale, who was on the show for a mere minute or two at the very end to mop up some errors that might have been made in the spontaneity of the previous 22 minutes of on-air without commercials debate between Wilbon and Kornheiser. So they put Reale in the big chair, and the show never missed a beat. But the old grizzled guys was the best of Around the Horn. Because around 2014, ESPN decided, well, we could just put anyone on there. We could just put our own fringe personalities on there. We could put personalities on Around the Horn that we wanted to elevate and make a thing. Whether they were good and nimble on their feet or funny or experienced, it didn't matter. And no surprise to anyone who can observe, it almost became one giant DEI launching pad because all of the new talent that flooded into Around the Horn were minorities of one stripe or another. And of course, there's nothing wrong with that, but you want to be at least able to say, well, here's why this person is on. They have X number of years of covering this league or that team or working for this paper. And that became increasingly flimsy. Some personalities, like Sarah Spain, had virtually no resume to speak of before landing on such a coveted perch at ESPN. And the show got pretty bad after that. But the old dudes were great. And I say that as an old dude myself. Woody Page, with his iconic little saying that he would write on the whiteboard behind him, of which there's some website somewhere that's got a list of all of them. I don't know where Woody got all those sayings, if they are genuinely his, or if they were submissions to him at one point, or he sourced them from some other website. But they were pretty funny and a nice wrinkle to the show. I remember TJ Simers, who was on the show and became too much of a loose wire because he didn't give a fuck. He would say whatever he wanted, and they ended up getting rid of him. And then he sued the network for age discrimination and actually won. But the older dudes were good, and it felt more authentic to many of us as viewers. Great tweet here from somebody from the Bill Simmons podcast on Reddit, the Reddit commentary on the Bill Simmons podcast. Getting home from school after activities 2005, turning on ESPN to watch Around the Horn with Woody Page, Jay Mariotti, Tim Collishaw, and J.A. Adande before getting PTI with Prime, Tony K, and Wilbon. So wait, Around the Horn was first, then PTI? I might have gotten that mixed up before. He posted then the picture, the two-screen picture of the meme from The Office, in which Nard Dog says in one of the final episodes, "I wish there was a way to know you're in the good old days before you've actually left them." And boy, ain't that true. I feel like a lot of TV shows and networks, looking backwards, and I try to check myself and say, is this just nostalgia talking, or was it really better? I look backwards and they say, damn, I had no idea how good we had it. I think Golf Channel's a lot that way as well. Even though the programming at the time you knew was sort of schlock, Big Break, and the other spinoffs of Big Break, and the other, you know, just the vibe around the Golf Channel used to be a whole lot more before they decided to slash it to the bone, pull it out of Orlando, move it all the way up to Connecticut, where the NBC headquarters are. And it's just like, damn, it used to be so much better. And I know these are just dumb little silly shows, but you miss them. ESPN says that as part of the decision to do this, this is part of a larger ABC round of layoffs in their media division, which, you know, tough time for media. No question about it. We're getting besieged here by podcasts and social media and TikTok and others. People's attentions are being grabbed and pulled at all over the place. Right now, ESPN says it'll air a 30-minute edition of SportsCenter at 5 after the show signs off, with further schedule updates to come at a later date. ESPN, in the midst of overhauling its schedule, adding new talent while it cuts others loose, canceling some shows but bringing on others, and perhaps most notable, culling some sports shows, some sports rights in favor of others, such as dumping MLB. Last week, the changes are being made in a bid to prepare for the launch of the upcoming direct-to-consumer service, with the company hoping to hold on to programming that it feels will resonate with that audience. Hint, it's not going to be better. Collishaw tweeted, "It was a nice run. Enjoy that 5 o'clock Sports Center." Sounds mildly bitter, doesn't it? Another tweet. "The end of Around the Horn will cut away the many of the last remaining traditional journalists that ESPN put on TV. Adonde, Collishaw, Ryan, Blackistone, Page, Plaschke, newspaper reporters who are part of ESPN because of Around the Horn are now gone." Well, newspapers are also gone as well. Michael McCarthy, writing for Front Office Sports, says, "Around the Horn ending after 23 years, what should replace it? There is rumors in the Hollywood Reporter story that they would like Wilbon and Kornheiser to go to an hour. I don't know. I know both men, and I know one of them does not want to work more. He wouldn't mind more money, but he doesn't want to work more, that's for sure. But I'm not sure their show works at that long of a stretch. I think that's just enough of their show to be impactful. 30 minutes boiled down to 22 once you take commercials out of it. Stick and move, an hour. Anyway, what should replace it? Front Office Sports says, "A show built around sports insiders like Adam Schefter could be a natural successor." No! That would be terrible. If only ESPN would allow a bit more rowdiness on their platform and not worry so much about what the leagues or what the athletes or their agents bitch about if somebody is at least or even remotely negative about them, then guess what? You would have more compelling programming. But I would say that a Adam Schefter-based show would be an absolute ratings disaster. Pour one out for Around the Horn. It was a good run, but what replaces it is likely not going to be nearly as good. And yes, we didn't know we were in the good times when we had them. Speaking of TV shows, the reviews are coming in on the new Meghan Markle Netflix show, With Love, Meghan. They're not good. Here's one example. "Did I just watch Meghan Markle put Trader Joe's peanut butter pretzels into a plastic bag as a hostessing tip?" Yes, she took pretzels out of the Trader Joe's bag, put them into another clear bag, and then wrote a fancy little label on it. See, that's how you do it. People ripping Markle because she is trying to be some kind of knockoff Martha Stewart when she really has no talent whatsoever. Markle was mocked by Netflix viewers for her, quote, basic one-pan pasta dish. That's not food. That's punishment. Here's another review. "Meghan Markle's latest narcissistic Netflix fiasco begins with faux beekeeping, faux gardening, faux cooking. She has no clue how to chop garlic, and her pasta dish is revolting nonsense. All filmed at a nearby rental mansion as she awaits a, quote, house guest, which is no doubt an employee of the show. It's filmed in an affected voice with an annoying soundtrack, then devolves as she pretends to cook, bake craft, and make candles in 5 hairstyle and wardrobe changes in 1 fake morning. So not good, huh? That is such a seething review. It reminds me of the shit sandwich review from Spinal Tap. Well, that's just nitpicking, isn't it? And to think Meghan Markle, formerly briefcase number 24 on Deal or No Deal, was able to win the heart of a British royalty, a prince in Harry, convince him to give all of that up, is to forsake his royal status and abscond with her back to Hollywood, where they would, he thought they would surely, or at least she thought they would surely, become major celebrities on the American landscape. They were given this insane podcast deal, $25 million. And I forget how few episodes were actually put out before they realized we got nothing to say and nobody wants to hear it anyway. Now this TV show, which is going to be a similar epic disaster. Normally I wouldn't watch it. I think I have to watch it now just to see how bad it is. She is still, I'd say, a smoke. She's hot, but she's a nasty one, apparently, and this show is a bad idea. That's going to fail. Some NFL news. Guys getting paid. Starting with Max Crosby. So for every team like the Packers who may have entertained thoughts about, hey, maybe we can trade something for him. You guys don't want him, do you, Raiders? Answer is no. Crosby will get a 3-year, $106 million extension that includes $91 million guaranteed, making the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history. Wow. He's good. He's got a relentless motor and a lot of tattoos, by the way. I don't know if he's that good. But this is a natural extension of the fact that the salary cap jumped up significantly thanks to all the new revenues coming into the league. And the relative market for other teams' free agents is weak this year. So you might as well keep your own and make sure you keep your own, even those that are under contract, like Saquon Barkley, like Max Crosby, with new money extensions that keep them with you and get those guys paid. Zach Bond is jumping up from a 1-year show-me deal with the Eagles, and after his unbelievable all-pro season, to a very nice deal. 3 years, $51 million, including $34 million guaranteed at signing, plus an additional 1.5 in incentives and escalators. It instantly makes Bond one of the highest paid linebackers in the NFL. You got to feel good about a guy who was, you know, considered maybe a special teamer, borderline starter, gets a shot with a good team and absolutely starts wrecking shit. Dateline Jacksonville. This is an amazing graphic I'm looking at here. Have you won an AP player award ever? That would be Associated Press, voted on by the media. Offensive player of the year, defensive player of the year, MVP, coach of the year, comeback player of the year. I think that's the 6 right there. And they got all the logos of the teams that have won one of those awards. And then there's one team in the no column, and that's the Jacksonville Jaguars. Spence, buddy, my big Jacksonville Jaguar fan who hosted us down there this past fall for the Packer game, I feel bad for you. Just more anti-Jacksonville bias. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. College basketball, it's over. Finally over for Doug Gottlieb's first year as head coach of the Fightin' Phoenix in Green Bay of the Horizon League. How'd it go? Not great, Bob. Not great. 4-27. How'd they win the four? It's a miracle. 21 consecutive L's. Had injury issues, had discipline problems with his best player, and at one point the leading scorer in the country, and it all went sideways. There's no talk that he is going to be fired, even though he still did his radio show for Fox Sports while he was coaching. He has leaned into the noise and the criticism and seemingly is unaffected by it. And maybe he's got this great NIL class coming in. I don't know how much NIL money they have at Green Bay. I don't know who he is targeting recruiting-wise. I don't know what the long-term plan or the pain threshold is, but holy shit, 4-27 for a team that won the conference the year before. You know the saying, don't give up your day job? Well, he didn't, and that was probably a good thing. Cooper Flagg is going to be the number one pick of the NBA draft, assuming he comes out. There is sort of some hinting and faking that he might not come out, may come back for another year at Duke. That would be stupid and almost unprecedented. He's ready for the NBA right now. And the sooner you get to the pros, the sooner you get to that insanely lucrative second contract. That said, On3Sports asked the question, should Cooper Flagg threaten to run it back at Duke to avoid becoming a Wizard or a Hornet? Players have until June 15th to withdraw from the draft. The lottery is on May 12th. Somebody tweeted, we're going to be ass again next year, buddy. We can do this all day. Probably very true. Florida Gulf Coast, a.k.a. Dunk City. One of the greatest March Madness storylines ever. About 10 years ago now. Shit, time is flying. Florida Gulf Coast had a walk-on by the name of Brandon Dwyer, and he started growing his social media following. The social media following swole to 2 million plus. Why? Because he was creative in how he marketed his own lack of playing time. He called it the road to 1 point. He had videos with running jokes, all of them oriented around his single goal, score 1 point in college basketball. Well, this scrub who barely got in games, Brandon Dwyer, his road to 1 point, 2 million followers, they didn't get their Cinderella ending. Last night, Florida Gulf Coast was eliminated and his career ended with 0 points scored. I need to find out how many actual minutes he played. And I just wonder if there is an NCAA record for most minutes played in a D1 career without scoring a single point. Tonight, my colleague on 97.3 The Game, Brian Butch, is calling the Badgers and Gophers game from Minnesota. And I said to him, well, have fun broadcasting a game involving one of the most irrelevant college basketball programs in the country. That would be Minnesota. And yeah, that's a bit of an insult, but then people from there, and I'm sure Charch would agree, you're right. We are irrelevant. Why is it such a tough job? Seth Davis, at Seth Davis Hoops on Twitter now, says fans of Gopher basketball confused as to why I call this one of the toughest jobs in America. Minnesota's been to one Final Four in its history, and that required extensive and massive academic fraud. Yes, that cost multiple people their jobs, and rightfully so. They've had only 14 tournament appearances in 85 years, 16 total NCAA wins, tough league, brutal weather, outdated facilities, minimal nil money. I understand fans want more, but if you think the problem is the coaches, I respectfully disagree. Their current coach, Ben Johnson, not that guy, different Ben Johnson, has done a solid job this season, in my opinion. Vegas, Dateline Vegas, Bill Krakenberger from VSiN keeps highlighting these strip casinos and how tight they're getting with comps and how aggressive they are charging for this, charging for that. This guy, he responds to a guy who tweeted, and who knows how true this is. You know, this is social media. People can claim anything. Guy says, I played 6 hours, averaging hands of $115 at Flamingo. That's, by the way, it's an odd number to average, but okay. Next morning, I tried to get 2 coffees from Starbucks in the casino. I was told I didn't have enough credit. I'm tired of this type of nickel and diming. Didn't put one penny in a slot the rest of the trip at Flamingo. Zero desire to go back to Las Vegas. Now, on the one hand, you go, well, okay, you're betting that much per hand at blackjack. You either lost a shit ton of money or you probably won some money. So who cares about the cost of a cup of coffee? The point is, it's not the cost. It's that this used to be a comp. This used to be the grease to get the big players in to happily gamble, and now they're taking this away. It seems to me, if I were a casino operator, I would not go this route. It is penny wise and pound foolish, because maybe it does piss off people enough, or maybe it causes guys like this to go, what am I doing exactly? But Bill Krakenberger says 6 hours of play with a 115 average, asks for a $15 comp, and they tell him he didn't earn enough. What the fuck is going on in these strip casinos? Well, I hope I find out in a matter of a couple of weeks. I'm still on the search for two men, two dependable men with a USGA handicap index we can look up online to play in the Hope for Lamar Open on Friday and Saturday morning at Bally High. That's all I'm asking. We're going to play 2 rounds of golf. I got 6 guys lined up, 2 tee times in hand, and I got to get 2 more guys. I'm not going to play as a twosome with 2 randos. I would like to meet you randos who might be able to head out to Vegas for March Madness. You might have free reign from the tower. You get permission from the tower on a last-minute mission of sorts, since this is so close to going out there. Anyway, it's going to be a good time. We are going to watch the games, Sweet 16 games on Friday afternoon, and then the Elite Eight that Saturday, somewhere as a group. I believe we've got 1 place lined up in which we've got a table. No cost to watch. Thank God for that, because they're starting to charge more and more. If you want to be a part of it, just go ahead and email me. I need 2 men. You and a buddy. That's all I need. Texas Tech has opened their new football facility. It's called the Womble Football Center, W-O-M-B-L-E. Don't know who that is, but it's a doozy. $242 million for the whole facility. That's not the field. That's not the stadium. That is the facility. And that includes, you ready? Barbershop, podcast studio, locker room, weight room, 2-story lounge, hydro and cryo recovery areas, and a Patrick Mahomes walkthrough room, where I guess you get to see the brilliance of one Patrick Mahomes when he was a Red Raider. Happy Gilmore 2 is coming. Did you know this? It's going straight to Netflix, though. It'll be released on July 25th. It's going to have a number of athlete cameos in it, and of course it's going to have Adam Sandler, and I do believe the guy who played Shooter McGavin, whose name I should know right now, but I'm drawing a blank. He's very funny on Christopher McDonald. That's who it is. Christopher McDonald, who leaned into being Shooter McGavin on social media, even filmed a funny clip in which he recreated the scene at the end of Happy Gilmore when he's running from the angry mob of fans who are Happy Gilmore fans. He did it at the Waste Management Open when they opened the gates in the morning for the fans to go run out to their positions. He got in front of them and starts running, and it's a great shot that he got. Texas Lieutenant Governor wants to rename New York Strip Steak to Texas Strip Steak. Why don't you just rename it the cut of steak that's not worth ordering when you order steak? Ooh, made some of you guys mad out there. This one from Twitter. Wife just taught me the professional way to say I told you so. Try this. Quote, this was identified early on as a likely outcome. Boom. I'm going to be using this a lot. Yes, that's a business thing. This was identified early on as a likely outcome. Told you so! Two quarterback team fits I like now, tweets Sam Sherman, that now that the Stafford domino has fallen with him getting a new deal. The Giants, Daniel Jones. The Jets, Sam Darnold. Certainly neither ideal options, but both bring veteran stability to inexperienced quarterback rooms. There's reason to believe that each would thrive with a change of scenery on a new team. Yes. Of course, both were collected by the Vikings and now are both going to likely be gone from there. That would be something else. Not going to happen, but you never know. Pat McAfee is not happy with middle management in the NFL and therefore will not be taking his show to the draft in Green Bay. Aww. I don't know what's going on. He said he didn't like the fact that the combine experience was not good. Pat, of course, from Indianapolis, the show is based there, and he wanted to do the show from the stadium, and I guess someone in NFL middle management hassled him about the space that he was going to take up in a vast stadium at, you know, Lucas Oil Field.
The NFL is making it really easy for us to do stuff. It's very kind of them. It's very cool. It's very cool. I'm very appreciative of the opportunity to showcase your shit in the manner. Yeah.
No, like, red tape, no hoops you got to jump through?
No, middle management's doing exactly what they don't normally do. They're making it easy. It's awesome. Those people matter for sure. You guys are really good at your jobs. You guys are really good at your jobs. Thank God they're there. Without them, could you imagine nobody would watch?
Nope.
Nobody would watch the NFL if it wasn't for these people being there. Yeah, here's me measuring just to make sure there's enough space.
He's got pictures of himself measuring various parts of the concourse area, which were obviously big enough to host his show. Because I guess somebody told him, well, I'm not sure we can fit your whole show at the combine.
It's in a stadium for our show to be. Yeah, I even checked out up top, up at the 300 levels. Can we fit in here if we had to?
Kind of dims.
Just to make sure there's enough space. And this is the entire concourse, just trying to get it, just to see if there's enough space in a stadium.
All the dims,
Yep, just trying to make, just see if we have enough space in a stadium for us to be. Thank you. We were invited by you guys to do this. Thank you, by people above you to do this. But thank you, thank you, thank you so much for making everything so easy. With that being said, we will be doing the Draft Spectacular live from the Thunderdome.
Nice.
This year. Aww.
Much warmer.
Yeah, it is. It'll be live from the Thunderdome. It's great. It's great. Wanted to go to Green Bay. Have a lot of ties to Green Bay. Yeah. The person joining us might have a very massive tie to Green Bay.
That'd be Aaron Rodgers.
Not in the cards. Not in the cards.
Also,
not in the cards. Thank you to this level, I think.
Yep.
I don't even know. Maybe even one more right here of the NFL. It's great. These people are awesome. Very appreciative.
Me being sarcastic, talking about, of course, middle management.
I understand we got guard shield, too.
You gotta do it.
I mean, we get invited to do stuff, and then, you know.
Guard the shield.
This is really this is when I'm in my best, you know, whenever these things are happening.
Sure.
You know,
Can assume we are fucking off for the league meetings this year as well.
Yeah, I don't think we will be covering league meetings from Thunderdome.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you for the invite.
Uh-huh.
To the people that invited us that are
the league meetings. You're not going to cover the league meetings, are you?
Up here. So thank you to for that. It's good. It's good. It's great. It's great league. Very lucky to be a part of it. Play part of it.
Oh yeah.
Very, very lucky. And thank God for those people.
I mean, without them,
lifeblood.
The
holy shit.
The lifeblood.
Yeah, you're right. Holy hell. When they walk into that office, too, they probably turn on that light.
Mm-hmm.
They look in the mirror. It's because of me. Let me sit down. Whose day can I ruin? And then they just go about doing it. Classic middle management. Mm-hmm. It's great. They're great.
Still the funny thing is, and as much as Pat McAfee is having a moment right now in the media evolution of the NFL, he's going to have to remind himself that the league will go on quite well with or without him and his boys. That at the end of the day, maybe the middle management that's hassling him about space at the combine, flipping on the lights to their office, acting all big, puffing their chest out like, yeah, I'm the reason all this happens. Guess what? That's how the league looks at you. You're a nice part of it. You were a punter. You got a popular show right now. But the sands are ever shifting. The tides are always going out and coming in. And this probably won't be the case forever. Just look at Around the Horn. All right, that'll be enough for today. Thank you so much. Tomorrow is our Friday edition of the Zabecast. It's me, Scott Lynn, Steve Solomon, the old haunts of Fox Sports Radio and the first team. We're as good, if not better, than we ever were. And it is a absolute hoot every Friday to talk to them. And I would love to have you be part of it, but it's going to cost you $5. $5 a day, that's a lot. No, $5 a month. I know. Even less than that if you subscribe. Plus, as a subscriber to the Zabecast, you get this product Monday through Thursday, commercial-free, and you get the episodes dropping the night before. So in case you're traveling and you want to download it, you'll have it handy for the next moment you're outside of internet reach. All for a mere $5 a month. Cancel any time. Go month to month. You buy a year at a time. I give you 12 months for the price of 11 because that's the least I can do for my loyal subscribers, and I do thank you for that. Have yourself a great Thursday, people. We're headed towards the conference championship. Or no, we're heading towards the final weekend of the regular season and the conference championships of the lower conferences in Division I. And then next week is conference championship week, followed up by Selection Sunday and then Bracket Monday. It's going to be glorious. Thanks for listening. Have a great Thursday, and we will see you next time. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.